Ready, down, hut, 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 hut.
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
We are having a philosophical, behavioral argument here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So naturally, we're going to bring in Jason Wilde and see what he thinks. Now, I have a feeling I know where he's going to stand on this just based on previous conversations, but you never know. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Chewy went to a pierogi bar last night, where he was underwhelmed by the offerings. And so I asked him, when that happens, and someone says to you on your way out, how was everything? Do you ever say, not that great. I did not enjoy my meal. Or, not my favorite meal. Or, needs improvement. Something along those lines to offer constructive criticism so that the company and the ownership understands that, maybe you're slipping a little bit. Of course, Gabe said, that's ridiculous.
Well, but again, like, who's asking you this? Is it the waiter? You think the waiter's passing this message along to the owner or chef?
Could be. At most of those types of restaurants, the waiter is a kid of the owner who is in the kitchen making the food.
No, it's not getting passed along. It's this message is dying with the person that you are telling it to, who, much like Joshy, doesn't give a rip.
First of all, just to refresh my memory, because it's been a long time, that's the sandwich in Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah. We were talking about that this morning as well. So the Pittsburgh Pirates are doing a pierogi hot dog, which has like pierogi, pickles. What's the meat? There's a meat on there as well.
I think it's a hot dog.
Yeah, but there's something else There's another meat. God bless America. I thought I would know this off the top of my head. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, it's not that. Chewy just went to a Polish restaurant in Florida. Pot roast. It was pot roast.
Foot-long hot dog topped with potato pierogies, pot roast, pickles, and onions.
Good grief. What a gut buster. Anyway, he was very excited.
A pierogi is not a sandwich.
Now you're thinking of the Primanti brothers, I think. I am not positive, but you said Pittsburgh and sandwich.
A pierogi is dumpling, basically.
I thought that was their deal. Okay.
The sandwich is the one that has French fries on it, right? It's like a...
Yes, and the coleslaw, yes. They put it, all in the sandwich at one time.
Primanti, I think is the name.
That's called, I don't know, it's Primanti Brothers is the brand, but aren't those are not pierogi sandwiches?
No.
I'm pierogi's
just...
Wrong? Okay.
It's just a dumpling, Jason. They're trying to invent a sandwich, which doesn't sound good with a pot roast in it.
Gross. Got too much flavor for Chewy.
Of course, they'll never know because Chewy won't tell them.
I was going to say, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to tell the Pirates that this sounds like a bad idea, but you're not willing to tell anyone at the restaurant. Is that what I'm gathering? Or did you actually say something on your way out? Because I did not catch
the Jason, it's like when you go into a Polish restaurant, the best it's going to be, the best, is a B. That's it. It's a B. So you walk in there like knowing that. It's never going to be an A. It's never going to be. It's just, we're very, I don't know.
Okay. So why would you go to a place where you know the best it's going to be is a B? Just because you love mediocrity?
Because it reminds me of my mother's cooking.
Nice.
Now he's taking out his mom.
Well, to be fair, in the first segment, he said that it could never compare to his mom's cooking, right? Wasn't that the gist of it?
I guess, but now he's taking out her cooking. I don't know. The dude's all over the place today.
He is all over the place.
Best you could get from her was a B+. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Look, when I go to a restaurant, and if I find a restaurant that's good, I stick with it. I don't want to go to another restaurant because I don't know if it's going to be good. I go to the same.
Totally.
I have like three of them, and I rotate. I don't want a fourth because then you then you go there and you're like, ah, this sucked. I wasted a whole night just rolling the dice if this restaurant is good, when you could have just went to your old standby and it's outstanding. That's how I roll.
Nicky's in De Pere. Yep.
Sammy's. Or Sammy's on Oneida. Best, right, yep. Jason?
Yep, that's you. I love it. All right. I apologize for not fully understanding the pierogi concept. I am more likely to provide feedback. I am not, though, going to deliver that to someone who is not somewhere high on the food chain. And I think I would like to think that I am pretty good at delivering constructive, not overwhelmingly negative feedback. So the gasping in the background from Jen tells me that was not the answer she was anticipating.
I thought that you would be in Gabe's camp of mind your business.
Tell him it was fine, pay your bill, and move on.
Because I have said that if someone asks me and it was underwhelming, I would give them a heads up. Not to say change the whole thing, but to put it on the ledger. And if you have more people who are candid with their experiences and are similar in kind, maybe you'll have a heads up that things aren't going as well as you want them to go. And then when the old bankruptcy notice comes along, you're not shocked by it.
So in the event the person gets offended, then what?
Well, then what? That's on them.
Yeah, but now you're in a confrontation with someone. Well, I'm trying to say, I've never once gone wrong minding my own damn business. Not once in my life. So if I can avoid the 25%, 30%, 50% chance the person gets mad, offended, and then is upset at me, why not do it? Because I don't need that in my life.
Fascinating, because Josh spends 3 hours every day during Wildy's house offering very harsh critiques of all kinds of things that are occurring.
Yeah, and I've heard you call in. I've heard him call in to KBN as well. Doesn't seem like you're avoiding conflict there, big guy.
Yeah, those are people I know I can yell at, and they'll get over it, and they'll find it funny and move on. Not strangers.
Sounds like someone's a little backed up and needs some nookie, Joshy, today. Oh, yes. Jason, are mock drafts stupid? I can't stand them. They're so beat down. I mean, enough is enough for crying out loud. Wait. Everyone's got a mock draft.
Wait, did you just get mad at Joshy for being upset?
Jason, are you with me?
Yeah, they're okay. Yeah, they're fine. I'm under my own business. I absolutely hate them. I think they're terrible journalism. I think they're crap. I think and look, I know there are a lot of other. I want to thank the Wisconsin State Journal publicly for not asking their Packers writer to do this kind of crap just to get clicks. You know what people are doing? They're basically filling out their NCAA tournament brackets, except it's the draft. And then, I took six defensive players in my latest mock draft. Yeah, and you don't know, you know what, about who Brian Gutekunst wants or likes. Our job is to provide insight and sometimes entertainment, but our job is to use our knowledge. You played in the league for nearly a decade. You know, the three of us that are with you on this program, sorry, Joshy, because I don't want to get any more confrontations with you. We have experience covering the league, covering sports. We have insight into it. Just guessing on who they might draft is none of that. And I don't understand, I understand why Mel Kiper does it, okay? Mel Kiper, and he explained it to us one time when he was on with Tausch and me, because I asked him, I'm like, Mel, help me understand why there's like Mel's mock draft 6.0. Like, if you're not trying to predict where players are actually going, then why are you attaching them to teams? And now Mel's the GOAT. I get it. And I thought he did a great job of explaining that it's a vehicle for him to give different scouting reports of different players that are in the draft, and it's not necessarily supposed to be predictive, then we shouldn't do it as At 25, I have the Packers taking Cooper DeJean. Like, I just, I could not agree with you more. I don't like it. I don't understand it. And it has become the draft industrial complex. I don't care if random guy has seven mock drafts. Like, I just don't. It really is like, please tell me who you have in your final four, or tell me about how your bracket is busted. And yet we don't hold those mock drafts to that standard at all, right? Nobody goes back and says, oh, this guy got four guys right in terms of the teams that they went to. Even the people that grade these after the draft say, oh, well, he got 27 of the 32 players that went in the first round. I'm sorry, we shouldn't do it this way. I hate it. I can't believe how vehemently I agree with you.
I mean, I got, as somebody who likes mock drafts, like, I'm not taking them
as... Well, you're wrong.
I'm not taking them as gospel truth. I like looking at them because then it helps me compile a list, Jason, of, okay, here are some players who could potentially be available to the Packers when they're drafting at 25, or if they move up. Like, it's a nice tool of, okay, here are some guys that are looked highly upon by people who do some different scouting work, like Mel Kiper Jr., who writes up all these different scouting reports, and I can now compile a list, so when we're sitting out at the Q Club in Waukesha on draft night, we kind of have an idea of, okay, here's who the Packers could potentially be interested in.
Right, but that's not the same, Gabe. And the fact that you mentioned Mel Kiper, I would mention Dane Brugler.
Yeah, Dane does a really good job
for The Athletic. He is the new Joel Buxbaum. That's different. Like the three names that I just mentioned are all guys that watch film themselves, that do their own rankings, that have all kinds of insight into the players. Joel Buxbaum passed away many years ago, but he and Mel were the two that wrote like the Bibles. Like, I bought those every year, except apparently 2000 when Tausch claims he wasn't in the book, and then Mel called and said he was. But I don't like, that's great, but what about all the other yahoos that put theirs out, or this new concept now, the 7-round mock draft for just the team that you cover? Here's my 7-round mock draft for the Packers. Like, I don't think that this is anything more than filler for people to read while they're waiting for the draft and free agency is over and there's not a lot going on. This is my philosophy. There are definitely people that don't subscribe to it, but yeah, I'm interested in what Dane has on every player. I'm interested in what Mel has on every player, but there's I think it anyway, and Chewy, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the proliferation of everybody and their brother. Like, Chewy could put out a mock draft.
Like, oh, yeah.
And people would look at it. And Chewy doesn't know jack about who the Packers might be interested in. Sorry, Chewy. Neither do I, by the way. So I think if you're – I agree with you, Gabe. If you're getting ready for our draft coverage and you get – Dane Brugler's beast, I believe is what The Athletic calls it. I mean, he's great. I love his work, and he works his ass off to put that together. Same with Mel Kiper. He is a grinder. But everyone else is just looking for free clicks. And so if you're telling me that you're getting something out of some dude at, I don't want to slight anybody, some random website, I just don't agree. I don't think you're any closer to being knowledgeable on the Packers draft pick if that's what you're doing.
Jason, I'm glad you mentioned Mel Kiper Jr.'s book from 2000, because yesterday I made a bit of a purchase on eBay for $103 plus $11.95 shipping and handling.
I purchased
the Mel Kiper Jr. 2000 draft book, along with the other five that they were offering.
Oh, my God.
Had to buy him in a lot.
I say this with nothing but love in my heart for you, Jennifer. You are a complete idiot.
Well, I want to see if Tausch is in it.
Wait a minute. So I had discovered that during the show. I messaged the person who was selling them. And I said, hey, look, this is going to sound crazy, but I do a radio show with one of the former NFL players that's in the 2000 book. I'm wondering, I don't need all six books. I just need the 2000 one. Would you be willing to sell that one separately and relist your item? I'm happy to just pay for the one book. And the woman emailed me back and said, I would have been happy to do that, but someone bought it all the
time. Oh!
And what is amazing to me is my first thought was, what are the odds of some idiot buying these books right when I was asking for it just for time? And it turns out to be you.
As I was doing it, I was like, this is going to be so great. We're going to flip open the book. We're going to find out if Tausch was in it or not. Again, I don't mind. It was $100. It's a nice little...
Can you expense that?
Are you going to charge Wilde and Tausch a fee for when you appear on their show to reveal if Tausch was in it?
No! I'm going to enjoy opening up the Mel Kiper Jr. 2000 draft report. Who was on the cover? LeVar Arrington, I think. Yeah, LeVar Arrington from Penn State. Yeah. And seeing if, in fact, Mel Kiper wrote up Mark Tauscher in the draft report. That's going to bring me immense joy. It's like Christmas morning, guys.
I can't believe you're the one who bought it. Like,
Can't you really? I mean, can you really not believe that I bought it?
Let me be clear. You telling me this story, had I not done what I did yesterday, yeah, I could totally see you doing it. Great. But when she messaged me and said, I would have been happy to do that, but someone already bought the set. And I thought, what are the chances of the one day that I bring this up on the radio, some random person in the eBay universe decided to buy Mel Kiper's old guidebook?
Well, wasn't as random as you thought.
Oh, my God.
Well, the good news is we will have a reveal next week as to whether or not Mark Tauscher is, in fact, in the 2000 Mel Kiper Jr.
You can't open it when it gets home. I think you have to do the reveal on the air.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think you have to come on with Wilde and Tausch, find a time next week, and do the reveal live on their show.
What do you think, Jason?
I think that's a great idea. I am absolutely... it's not often on your show. I know I do a lot of rambling on your show, Mom. But I'm not speechless very often. I can't believe this. I cannot believe this is how this played out. I'm just so stunned by this. It's amazing. I look forward to you joining us once your books arrive.
Yeah, they should be here by Monday for sure.
Jen also paid $11.95 shipping. Like, I was trying to find a much cheaper way to get this book.
You know what this means, Jason? I don't have my $120 to spend at Pottawatomie this weekend. That's all that this means. All right, so I'll be staying home tonight instead of going over to our friends at Pottawatomie and placing some bets on some games.
Well, you can always, once you get your books, you can always relist them on eBay, all the ones that aren't the 2000 one, and try and recoup some of your purchase.
That's not a bad idea. Jason, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
All right. Jason Wilde, of course, can be heard on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Monday through Friday. Wait, what's that face shaking your head?
How did we not lead with that?
Because I wanted to wait till Jason was on. Oh, you mean with Jason?
With Jason.
I wanted his response on the restaurants. We got Craig Karmazin coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.